Hello and welcome to podcast, where we challenge you to sacrifice a song and convert it into an oasis of prayer in the middle of your day. I'm your host, Glenn Davis. Today we're going to take a look at another prayer by the Apostle Paul, looking at it as a model that we can follow. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 23 and 24. Paul prays a prayer of holiness and consecration. He says, "May God himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and he will do it." Sanctify is a pretty funny word. It's not one you hear much in contemporary society outside of, say, certain role-playing circles like in Dungeons and Dragons. "I will sanctify this dagger and use it to smite the undead minions of the evil warlock." In reality, it's a very normal, easy-to-understand word. Sanctification simply means being set apart for God's purpose. And so this prayer is simply a prayer that God would make us fully his. That the God of peace would sanctify us through and through so that our totality of being, our spirit, our soul, our body, would be pure and holy. And Paul's words, kept blameless at the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is a prayer, first, to pray for yourself. Asking God to sanctify you through and through, and rooting your faith in his faithfulness. And then it's also a great prayer to pray for any new believers that you know especially, that God would sanctify them through and through. I challenge you, take the remainder of this track, convert it into an oasis of prayer for sanctification. For Chi Alpha at Stanford, I'm your host, Glenn Davis. This has been Podcast.